The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Gardaí investigating the murder of Jojo Dollard are set to resume searching lands along the Wicklow-Kildare border this morning. The 21-year-old went missing 29 years ago as she was on her way back to Kilkenny from Dublin on the 9th of November 1995. She was hitchhiking home. She took a lift at Moon in County Kildare and has not been seen since. A 55-year-old man arrested yesterday morning on suspicion of her murder remains in Gardaí custody. I'm joined on the line now by Geraldine Nyland, investigative journalist, who was heavily involved in the documentary Six Silent Killings, Ireland's Vanishing Triangle. And we're also joined by our reporter, Stephanie Roan, who is at the search scene this morning. Good morning and welcome to you both. Now, Stephanie, I'll go to you first. What's going on there?
Yeah, Pat. Well, I'm here at the search site. It's in an area called Ballyhook and Grange Conn in County Wicklow. Now, it's a very rural area, lots of narrow roads, and the search site is on private lands and fields. Now, yesterday, the public and journalists, we couldn't access the road around it. It was sealed off by Gardaí, but that is open now. And the only indication, really, that something's going on is that there are two Gardaí on either side of the site, which is sealed off. But you can barely see anyone searching anything from the road where I am. The searches now, they resumed at first light this morning with officers looking for anything that might help in the search for Jojo Dollard up to and including human remains.
29 years ago, she disappeared. It's hard to imagine that the landscape is anyway the same as it might have been 29 years ago.
Yeah, and what I can see, it's very, very, very vast. There, I just drove around. It actually took me quite a while to find the site because it is that remote and you wouldn't know it unless you were looking for it. Lots of signs up saying, you know, no trespassers, you're not allowed to shoot here, private land, no access. So, look, as you said, it was such a long time ago. But Gardaí do believe that they have something. So that led to the searches. And a 55-year-old man is in custody at a Gardaí station in Kildare. Now, he was arrested yesterday on suspicion of murder. What we've been told is that he was one of the last people to see Jojo Dollard on the 9th of November 1995. And he has been in custody since yesterday morning. He has availed of breaks. So we're coming up to around lunchtime where I'm told Gardaí will have to make that crucial decision either to let him go or they are going to have to charge him and bring him to the courts.
Stephanie, thank you very much for reporting from the scene. Now, Geraldine Nyland listening to that. Geraldine, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat. How are you?
Now, I watched your programme, which was a fascinating account of not just one disappearance, but a number. But bring us back to the Jojo case, particularly at the time when she disappeared and what we knew about her movements at the time.
Yeah, well, Jojo was in Dublin on the day she disappeared. Back in November 1995. She had gone to Dublin to collect her social welfare payment and to sign off the dole. She had met friends in Brussels, in Harry Street in Dublin, and she had initially planned to stay on overnight. But then she decided, well, she may as well head home. And she had, because she was late, she missed the bus, which would have taken her to Moon. So she had to take the bus, the last bus to Naas, and then she had to hitch a lift, which she did do, to Castle Dermot. And from there, there's nothing. In the interim, at Moon, she spoke with her friend Mary Cullinan, and she had said that she was hitching a ride back to Callum.
Now we have to think back, Geraldine, to that time, 29 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, we're back in the 90s. A lot more people would have hitchhiked in those days, even at night, than would dare to do it today.
Absolutely, it was a different world. It was common for people to hitchhike, even if they were going out in the evening. So that was no big deal at that time.
And the other thing is that phone call made by Jojo in mm-hmm. a phone box. I mean, you wouldn't find a phone box these days because everyone would have a mobile phone. The one thing that has not changed is probably Bruxelles in Harry Street near the Phil Lynott statue. That place is still there. So perhaps some evidence somewhere still remains in this very mysterious case.
Yeah, I think, Pat, that Gardaí were conscious at the time that either was a random abduction or that some sort of information was situated in Dublin. I mean, Jojo had lived in Dublin since late 1992, and she lived with her friend Mary Cullinan, and she wanted to train as a beautician, and she was always kind of stuck for money. So that's actually why she had moved back home to Callan to kind of regroup her finances. But she was happy in Callan.
And she was a 21-year-old, which maybe these days seems very young, but she obviously was somewhat intrepid about going about her life and what she wanted to do.
Oh, yeah, she was. She was quite determined. And as I say, the sanctuary of Callan, kind of, that was a safe haven for her to kind of regroup and see where she was going to pursue her beautician's course. And in the interim, she had got a job as waitressing in Callan. So she was quite happy. And she lived with her sister, that's Mary Phelan.
The late Mary Phelan.
The late Mary Phelan, yes.
The question of violence being involved, I mean, the family were convinced from the get-go that something bad had happened to Jojo because she wasn't the kind who just go missing.
No. I mean, that was absolutely clear, as you say, from the get-go, that something terrible had happened to her. And so violence was not ruled out.
And they were also convinced that had someone been violent with her and was trying to take her life, that she would have fought tooth and nail against such an assailant.
Oh, absolutely. So much so that I think Mary, with her long commitment to try and find Jojo, that she knew that, as I said, Jojo would fight for her life ferociously, and that one of the things that Mary told me that she, Jojo was very proud of her long fingernails. And Mary said that she would have scratched, you know, violently.
And an assailant would probably bear the marks. Such a defence by mm-hmm. Jojo. Mm-hmm. And maybe in all of this, given the individual that is under suspicion of murder mm-hmm. at the moment, mm-hmm. if they have contemporaneous photographs of this individual from the time of interview, mm-hmm. that might offer some corroboration if this indeed is the person who was involved. But he was in the frame before as part of the Garda inquiries, but nothing came of it.
Yeah, I think the reason why he was part in the frame and why, in fact, Mary was convinced that he was absolutely a person of interest was because initially he actually made two contradictory statements to Gardaí.
Okay, and the Gardaí are obviously trying to reconcile all of that with the questioning they are doing of this individual today. Now, mm-hmm. the documentary, The Vanishing Triangle, fascinating account of a very worrying time. Mm. In your mind, have the Gardaí ever any hope of resolving some of the other missing women cases?
I think so. One has to be always kind of optimistic, but yes, there is an area that needs still to be true. One of the things was in this documentary, we worked closely with the forensic team, and they, in fact, of their own volition, have identified a particular site not far from where this the search is going on. And so far, Gardaí haven't.
They haven't approached that
no,
side
they
yet.
Haven't. No. And I mean, this has been ongoing since like the first report was sent to them in 2021. And then the second one was November 2023. And still nothing.
Well, perhaps.
And
given...
actually, Pat, this would be the first scientific, if you like, search indicated by the forensic team. All the other searches that have been conducted so far in any of the missing persons cases have been on suspicion on the grounds of suspicious activity. Nothing concrete like this particular area that's now been.
There's no suggestion that all of the missing women were connected in any way. That there may have been a number of different assailants. So the hope for other families that this particular breakthrough, if indeed it is a breakthrough, will lead to something is probably not realistic, that this is kind of linked. This may be...
No, I don't think so. No.
Geraldine, thank you very, very much for talking to us this morning. That's investigative journalist Geraldine Nyland, who was heavily involved in the documentary Six Silent Killings, Ireland's Vanishing Triangle.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.